The nonprofit Pew Charitable Trust were formed by the heirs of the Scent Oil Company in 1948. The goal of the Pew Trust is to improve public policy, inform the public, and stimulate civic life through analytic research. The Trust formed the Pew Research Council in 2004, and this group sponsored a town hall-type forum at the USF campus yesterday to discuss the intersection of three issues: national security, energy policy, and climate change. The forum had 200 people in attendance, and WMNF's Mark Anderson was there.
The town hall forum was moderated by former U.S. Senator Bob Graham of Florida, and the panel was comprised of three speakers: Dr. Tom Chrisman of USF, retired Vice Admiral Dennis McGinn of the U.S. Navy, and retired U.S. Senator John Warner of Virginia, former Secretary of the Navy, Chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and co-sponsor of the Climate Security Act, with then-Senator Hillary Clinton as co-sponsor. Dr. Chrisman spoke of how climate change is manifested in global warming and in unpredictable changes in precipitation, particularly in the coastal areas of the globe where 60% of the world lives. He noted that these changes create social disruptions through food and water shortages, flooding, and increased hurricane activity, and that this social instability can lead directly to national security problems.
My premise is that environmental change destabilizes human societies. Destabilized human societies lead to national security issues and destabilization. And I think that's where we need to be looking, because the non-military issues that we're dealing with here are agriculture, disaster frequency and preparedness, economics, environmental management, public health, sea level rise, and the potential for water wars. I do a lot of work in Israel, and one of the last issues that we have on achieving a peace is who gets the water.
Admiral McGinn represents the Military Advisory Board for the CNA, or Center for Naval Analyses. This advisory board is a group of 12 retired 3- and 4-star senior officers from all four military branches. He warned the group that from a military perspective, potential threats need to be addressed proactively, and in this case, anticipating the disruptions caused by climate change and energy policy is crucial.
If you wait for 100% certainty about a looming threat, something bad is going to happen on the battlefield. And we said, let's take a look at the indicators, warnings, and trends, and then take prudent actions to deal with those. Actions that would prevent where you can prevent, mitigate where prevention isn't possible, and then adapt where neither mitigation or prevention is a likely outcome.
Admiral McGinn and the CNA concluded that climate change, energy policy, and national security are a related set of global challenges, and in particular, that climate change and energy policy act as threat multipliers for our national security. He noted that water, food, and energy supply interruptions can cause cross-border migrations on a mass scale, triggering a political conflict that may lead to serious security problems.
Human migration across political borders to wherever people need to go to meet the essential needs of life. Settlements that create huge pockets of human misery and demand the attention of the developed nations of the world, especially the United States. When these migrations and human conflicts cause very fragile governments to become failed governments, it creates a vacuum of power that will be filled in one way or another. And in too often, we have seen it in the past, we are seeing it around the world today, this vacuum is filled by extremists and terrorists.
He further warned that our continuing and deepening dependence on imported oil creates a separate national security threat through our relentless need to secure oil in regions of the world that are not aligned with the best interests of the U.S.
America's energy posture constitutes a serious and urgent threat to our national security by every measure, militarily, diplomatically, economically. It weakens our international leverage. Think our dealings diplomatically with places like Iran, or in our own hemisphere with Venezuela and Hugo Chavez. Cripples our foreign policy and our leverage, exacts a huge price tag in dollars and lives, because make no mistake, our wonderful young men and women in military are in many places around this globe to make sure that the vital lifeblood, and that lifeblood is oil.
None of the speakers claim to have the answers. Their approach is that solving climate and energy problems will take many years and will have to be a united global effort. They emphasize that for government to focus on these issues, the public must demand it. And that was one of the principal purposes of the forum, educate citizens on the issues, and encourage them to get involved. Former Senator Warner noted that although these issues are complex and difficult to solve, the U.S. must be proactive and take a global leadership role in crafting solutions.
If there's one message that I leave you, it's that America cannot do nothing. To the contrary, we've got to step out and lead. We've got to get out and help lead the world to address this problem because it's global. But that's all over America. That's all over India. It's all over China. It's all over the world.
The Pew Research Group is taking the same forum on the road to another 8 states in 2009 and more states in 2010. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson reporting.